Today, July 7th, meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Carroll, can we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
Commissioner Kimball? Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Lowe? Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
I'm here. We have seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Zinner, are there any adjustments to the agenda?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Can I get a thumbs up approval of the agenda? Thank you all very much. We should have all received a copy of the June 23rd regular meeting minutes. Are there any adjustments or changes to the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner McMahon. Can I get a thumbs up approval on the amendment or the minutes? We have 5-2 abstaining. The minutes are approved. So we just have one case on the docket today. We'll move straight into it. Case number 194-2022, a request by Crockett Engineering on behalf of HTG Development, seeking approval of a development plan containing 6,000 square foot building and accessory drive-through facility. The 0.92 acre site is currently zoned PD, allowing various commercial uses. The subject site is located approximately 600 feet east of the intersection of Scott Boulevard and Vauder School Road. May we have a staff report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Public notice for this case was given via postcards earlier in June, along with property owner letters, and was advertised in the Tribune on June 21st. I've had a couple inquiries from residents to the east about this case. One is affiliated with the HOA in some manner. It was generally in support of development here. The other I've talked to a couple times and discussing lighting, vegetation, and stormwater. After talking to them, going back to our engineering staff, addressing their concerns, they didn't have any significant concerns. They felt their questions were answered and didn't have anything else to add. Giving some context to the site, is on Vauder School Road just east of Scott Boulevard. It is a part of the Spring Creek development here north of the Copperstone PD to the south. To the east is a residential subdivision that is zoned R1, and to the north, kind of the boundary of this larger overall PD, is Hinkson Creek. Again, this larger PD area was zoned CP, planned commercial, back in 1998, permitting all C1 uses at the time. It's mostly akin to MN now. One distinction is that C1 at the time permitted drive-throughs by right. The PD plan and SOI for the site were approved in 2005 with a bank and drive-through specifically on this rectangular lot. The statement of intent had some conditions with it, one being limiting to the lot to a 4,000 square foot building, and had parameters for signage, lighting, and additional landscaping. Nowadays, we wouldn't see the signage and lighting specifically in the SOI. Typically, it would be on the PD plan. The SOI for this is being revised to current standards. One part that would be different would be the maximum square footage. So it was limited to 4,000 before, and now they are just limiting the restaurant with the drive-through to 1,500 square feet. Other than that, there isn't a maximum square foot for the other uses. The parking that's added on here is using the ratios from the UDC, and lighting, signage, and landscaping were added to the PD plan itself, and landscaping is remaining at the 25% as noted on the original statement of intent. The proposed PD plan depicts a 6,000 square foot mixed-use structure with parking on its north and south sides. It's showing four tenant spaces within this 6,000 square foot structure. Office, retail, personal services, and a drive-thru restaurant, each at 1,500 square feet. In addition to that, there's a patio on the western side of the structure that abuts up to the drive aisle on the west side. The drive-thru for this site loops around from the south, east to the north, and the service window and menu order board are in the north side of the site in the rear yard facing the commercial property to the north. This does depict stormwater options at the northeast corner for this parcel. Traffic study was not required for this due to the scale and peak hour trips for the proposed uses, and that's part of the reason for putting a maximum square footage on the restaurant with drive-through. That would largely be the biggest driver of trips to the site, so 1,500 square foot would keep it below what would need a traffic study. The entry to the site is sharing the shared drive aisle that's already in place with the other two parcels. Sidewalk is being provided along the private drive in addition to Vodder School Road, which will be filling a gap in connectivity as there is sidewalk on either side of this lot currently. Sufficient right-of-way and other easements were secured with the final plat back in 2007. Moving to landscaping, the big portion of this is that there's a tree line to the east. With this being a commercial development adjacent to residential, that would require a level 3 buffer. When the arborist was reviewing this, they noted the tree line and determined that that was more significant and better screening than a level 3 buffer. It's a pretty significant tree line now, and a level 3 buffer would just require an 8-foot tall screening device with a 10-foot vegetative buffer. However, the tree line doesn't cover the entire property edge, so they are putting that level 3 buffer in that little gap to the southeast. There's also a 50-foot vegetative buffer, effectively a setback between the property line and pavement on this site. And to that point, there's actually about 80 feet between structure to property line. They are proposing the 25% landscaping as consistent with the original statement of intent that's been carried over. They're also providing landscaping on the drive aisle, which was shown on the original CP plan, but had never been installed. So they're putting that in off-site. You can see on the left side of the screen here. And they are retaining the significant trees. Again, the SOI is being revised, most of it just being modernized to the current format. There are some additional things like signage and lighting being added to the PD plan versus the statement of intent, and then the size limitations kind of moved around a little bit, so rather than limiting the total building, just limiting the restaurant with drive-thru. And then the PD plan complies with the development code. With that, staff recommends approval of the statement of intent revision and PD plan. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Before we ask questions of staff, I'd like to ask any of the commissioners who have had ex parte contact regarding this case to disclose what they learned to the rest of the commission so we all have the benefit of the same information. Seeing none, does anyone have questions of staff? Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planner Kelly, I don't recall, so maybe you'll have to refresh my memory. I remember a case. Pat will probably remember this, maybe before you were here. We had a 50-foot vegetative buffer on the north side. I think it's a Burnham owned property that was, it's been more than a minute ago. What I'm getting at is this, is what is the requirement? I agree with the arborist and you guys that it's a sufficient buffer. What is the applicant's responsibility to maintain that buffer? The Burnham property, it was never moved, but the reason I remember that is they had a 50-foot buffer to the north.
Which property were we referring to?
It was owned by Tim Burnham, I think.
One I'm thinking of is the one that's out at Lake of the Woods where we had the buffer to the on the south side. On the south side that was retained, and it was platted. It was a 50-foot platted easement, if I recall correctly.
What's the obligation of the applicant?
Of the applicant to maintain it. So I think in general,
Like what if it gets a disease and they all die, you know, that type of thing.
There is not, unless it's a required screening buffer pursuant to our regulations, that it has to be retained at an 80% opacity level. There wouldn't be, and in this particular instance, if what we are, if what the arborist is acknowledging is that the existing vegetation serves that level three buffer, if that level three buffer went away, then it's an enforcement issue at that point that the project is no longer in compliance and therefore would have to be replanted by the property owner. They're getting the benefit from today. They'll have to maintain that, and it'll be driven by.
I just want to make sure what that was, because I don't remember us on either of the cases that you mentioned or I mentioned. I don't remember getting to that point. Well, what happens when the trees die?
Again, I think what we have to address, and it's maybe in a different manner for clarity moving forward, is specifically calling out when existing vegetation is being used to count towards meeting the regulatory requirement. Said vegetation shall remain living throughout the duration of the parcel's improvement.
Well, that sounds like we've got something else to deal with. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Placer, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like you to go back to the, that's a good one. Could you explain the traffic flow for the restaurant exactly?
Yeah, so it comes in on the southernmost access to the lot off the shared drive aisle here. Goes in, I'd say, a counterclockwise motion to the east. That's where the bypass lane and stacking starts. Then on the north side is where you see the menu board and service window. So they're required to have four stacking spaces. That's one for at the window, then three beyond the window. And those are shown on the north side of the building here.
Okay, and one kind of follow-up to that. Was there some limitation to having the restaurant is the most intense use to me and the one that will have the most impact on the residential neighbors? Was there any consideration of having that on the west side, or does that mess everything up? And maybe that is a question for the applicant.
What part of it on the west side, just for point of clarity?
The restaurant. Rather than neighboring the residential neighborhood, could it neighbor the commercial area to the...
Yeah, the restaurant, as I see this, would be the westernmost tenant on here.
Oh, okay,
service window is the westernmost quarter of the building.
Gotcha. Okay. I had it reversed with the restaurant on the right, so on the east. That makes sense.
Any other questions?
Oh, no one.
Okay.
Just holding my hand awkwardly.
Okay, in that case, if there are no other questions, we will open public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who's here to speak on this case? You will have 6 minutes if you're for a group and three if you're an individual. Please state your name and address for the record before you start.
Andy Green with Crockett Engineering, address at 1000 West Nifong Boulevard, Columbia, Missouri, 65203. Just want to discuss a little bit about the project that we bring forward for tonight. I've got a quick presentation. I won't try to take up too much. But I'm just going to be pretty brief. Again, Andy with Crockett. The lot is a little bit less than an acre. It's currently zoned PD with an existing CP plan that was approved back in 2005. So we're basically taking that plan and shifting it around to basically fit our building a little bit better, and as well as change the use from the previous plan was actually a bank, which you'll see here in a little bit. And we're switching that over to be a mixture of uses, including the restaurant with the drive-through, retail, office, and personal services. There's the existing break time to the west, and to the north is the shopping center with Jose Jalapenos. I think there's a nail salon and a physical fitness center. So location map, we've gone over that just east of Scott and Vauder School Road. So the existing CP plan from 2005, like I mentioned, showed a bank, and it had a drive-through in a similar configuration to what we have. Their building was basically rotated 90 degrees, but the drive-through was always on the north side, so we felt that that was important to honor that, keep it away from the residential portion. So the old plan had zoning approved with the old C1 uses. A few of those include restaurant, barber and beauty shop, pet stores, animal grooming, physical fitness centers, and various retail. So this is what the old CP plan looked like, and it showed approximately, I think it's 3,200 square feet of building rotated 90 degrees, like I mentioned, with three lanes of bank drive-through on the north side. So our proposed plan includes restaurant with the drive-through and patio seating, like I mentioned, an office space, retail, personal services, and we follow those same uses that are allowed in the current zoning of that property. And we're also honoring the existing 50-foot platted landscape buffer. So on the plat of that property, there's actually the 50-foot landscape buffer indicated on that plat. So here's what our PD plan looks like. As we mentioned, we kind of already gone over the layout a little bit. Stormwater was brought up. I think Brad answered a couple questions, fielded a couple questions from the neighbors to the east and the residential properties. So the original plan didn't have any stormwater requirements, as they weren't required back in 2005. So this plan is actually increasing the square footage from that old plan, approximately 3,300 square feet. So for mitigation of that increase in impervious surface, we're proposing, we've got a couple options for either underground stormwater mitigation or above ground, shown there in those two blue options. In conclusion, major amendment to an existing plan, the uses are allowed by right in the previous zoning of following kind of the C1 zoning. It's located along a major arterial. Already existing commercial developments to the north and the west. It's pretty well screened and buffered from the properties to the east, and we are providing stormwater mitigation as required by city code. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Green, Planner Kelly, can we go back to the aerial, please?
This is the most recent one. This one doesn't show the rest of the development on site.
The one that was closer up?
Of the PD plan?
No, this is fine. I'll make this work. Mr. Green, maybe you can help me here. I know that to the west of here, there's some notable flooding issues, and I honestly don't get on Vauder School enough to know that, because I look at the water because that's what excites me, right? Do we have standing water on there now? Do we know?
This property is actually padded up pretty good, so there's a creek on the east side.
I'm just wondering about that northeast section. Is it,
northeast section.
It kind of dives down there.
It does dive down. So basically the 50-foot buffer follows the slope of the property. So once you get up to that 50-foot line, it's basically flat at that point. So luckily, since we're staying out of that, our building will be totally elevated, basically be at where the break time is.
I'm just a little concerned about, we've had some other issues, and to the west of here, we had a notable issue, which I won't relitigate here, but it was problematic. And I don't remember this flooding. I do remember, maybe Planner Zenner would remember, to the west of here, it floods like all the time. But it doesn't flood over here, does it?
Not that I'm aware of. This particular site, the one you're referring to, is on the west side of the roundabout was in a hole that was filled. The parcel that is here.
I'm not recalling this area.
This
flooding.
One, no. Everything is draining, if I'm not incorrect. And Mr. Green can probably clarify for me. It all drains to the north. To Mill Creek, actually, and
I thought it did. Because this area has an inundation issue, and either further north on Scott, it has an inundation issue.
And that would be correct. So in heavy rainfall events, the soccer fields that are shown to the north of the green buffer area to the north of the northernmost developed lot in this particular overall development will flood, and it does flood both the park on the west side and our playing fields on the east. This particular property, though, is elevated. As a result, it sits on a higher elevation. Everything falls to the northwest.
I'm just making sure, because of the lake-like behavior in heavy rains.
That's
Thank
correct.
You, Mr. Zenner. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Just to clarify on that point, there is, if you go and zoom way up there in that northeast corner, there is a portion of the site that has the 500-year floodplain on it. But the 100 years just off of this lot, actually, you can see it if gives you a little bit of visualization of where that consistent flooding is known to exist.
I'm just making sure because the water. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, thank you very much. Is there anyone else to speak on this case? Seeing none, we will close public comment. Commissioner discussion. Or motions. Really, anyone, just Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If there are no more questions or concerns from my fellow commissioners, I'd like to make a motion. The matter of case 1942022, Spring Creek Lot 404 PD Major Amendment. I move to approve.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Stanton.
I'd like to add any minor technical corrections.
Oh, an amendment to the motion. Do we need to say subject to minor technical corrections?
Yes. Thank you for that, Mr. Stanton. Yes, the applicant has submitted with those corrections. I just need the arborist just to review one thing and say yes. But, yeah, that would be appropriate.
That a friendly amendment, Commissioner
McMahon? That is a friendly amendment I will accept. Mr. Stanton, will you second that amendment?
Second.
Very good. The motion shall be so amended. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
My vote is yes. We have 7 to approve. The motion carries.
The motion will be forwarded to council. Seeing nothing else of note of public hearings, we will go on to comments of staff.
So your next meeting will be on the 21st of July. We do have several items on the agenda, and we'll get to those here in a moment. So have a regular work session, of course, at 5:30. We'll have a meal, and we'll be continuing our conversation about drive-thrus and hopefully wrap that conversation up and then move on to our issue talking about downtown utility easements. So we're going to put off probably doing short-term rental until the first meeting in August, at which point Mr. Smith won't be available, so it's a perfect segue for me to do my deal, and maybe we can make some progress on our short-term rental ordinance. But for the main meeting, you'll have these three items on the agenda. We have a returning item that was tabled at your June 23rd meeting, the Dollar General there off of St. Charles Road and Lake of the Woods, PD plan for that property. We have a rezoning request at the corner of West Broadway and Manor Drive. It's directly to the east of the church. That's on the south side of Broadway, and it is a proposed rezoning from R1 to MN, if I recall correctly, MN or MOF. And then your last case will be a final plat with a design adjustment at 414 West Walnut. This is a larger parcel that is being proposed to be subdivided with access off of West Walnut, and a request for a design adjustment relating to sidewalk, if I recall correctly. So those are your three items. And to familiarize yourself with the general areas, of course, our Dollar General store there out on St. Charles, our property there at the corner of West Broadway and Manor Drive, and then our property there off of West Worley. You'll notice it's an odd configuration to the parcel with the extension coming out to West Worley. That is what they are attempting to create another lot out of. There is a shared access to serve the existing home that is to the rear of the property. So that has the sidewalk waiver request, if I recall correctly, with that. And those are your items for the July 21st agenda. And we will continue to work toward making changes to the amendments that we've been presenting to you so we can come back with a summary of those. And we'll at some point have them on a public hearing agenda cycle for us to be able to deal with. As many of you were made aware this evening during our work session, Ms. Smith, I always continue to think of calling her Ms. Bacon, because that's how I knew her when she first came to us and when she came back to me, is departing city service. She is moving to the East Coast to be closer to a location for her husband, who is a recent graduate and with a PhD, to be able to work in computer science. We will lose her. We will miss her greatly. Don't ask me for any of the special things that she used to do for you for short-term rental, because I have no idea how she did them. And we will be starting a process shortly to interview and fill that position. So a couple of things are going to change around here. Obviously, you're going to see more of some of our other staff that rarely comes, and you're going to probably see me get grayer. But we have appreciated her service, and we wish her the best of luck as she moves on to greener pastures. Literally. We are very thankful that we had the time with her that we did, and believe she is also happy to have been here and had an opportunity to participate with all of the commissioners in her years, almost 12, over the two stints. So with that, that is all we have. No additional information. I'm not leaving, so you have to deal with me more. But we are trying to get through and move on.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
And I had inadvertently skipped public comment. Is there any additional public comment for tonight's meeting? Seeing none. Finally, commissioner comments. Any general thoughts, feelings? No. Commissioner McMahon?
If my fellow commissioners don't have anything, I move to approve. I move to approve going home. I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Seeing no objection, we are adjourned.